You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Welcome to the Big Suey, a podcast exclusive.
Risky move.
Just when you thought the show could not be more diluted.
Walk the plank.
Bam.
No more free Disney trips.
Now here's the marching band of nowhere.
Arr, matey.
Fat face.
Dan's been stress eating.
And the habitual liar.
Stugatz can't be trusted.
The Big Suey.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate radio life for me.
All right, I need to let the audience in on some of the macro here because it is maddening, it's infuriating, and it is indisputably hilarious and us. I'm going to set for you the stage for what it is that I walked into today, which was Billy screaming at Stugatz and at Chris Cody because no one has sent him a cameo link yet. It's about as angry as I've ever seen Billy. Now, Stugatz, I'm worried about everything that's happening here with the freedom, okay? Stugatz, just shut up and let me get this started. I know you got your fingers in here. Just give me a second. I can see you trying to get
a word.
No, what you've been saying since I got here is, boys, I got a cameo weekend set up. I got a cameo. Wait to see me lean back in a chair and just cha-ching. So let me just explain to the audience the present tension that's in the room so that they understand how it is rock bands break up. Because what is happening around here is alarming. It starts with Greg Cody, who infuriated me last night by just reaching into your pockets with his maximum laziness, a dirty shirt, and giving 12-second cameo videos. You, Cody. Like, honest to God, it's the worst. Like, do better. Why do I have to send you a text that says, do you know what I'm under right now? Will you please try? Just, I'm summoning every friend I have with help me. I'm hemorrhaging money. We're doing a startup. We want to do this for the fans. No one around here is being technically paid. Consider, there are severances involved. So people are making money, but they're not being paid for what we're doing here. We're doing here this because you guys keep us afloat. You just made us the number one podcast. Mike just sent me Levitard and Friends, and this show has just soared because of what you've done. And I want to chase that. And I want to show those people, reward their loyalty with every ugly thing that's happening around here. Because many of you think some of this is a bit. Cody's that, man. Cody is that. I had to send him a text at 5 o'clock in the morning because I'm not sleeping. My immune system is shut down. I've had like 4 hours of sleep in 6 days. I had to send him a text. Will you try? You're asking people for $39. They love us so much. Some of them don't just have $39 to throw away. Will you please try?
You have the sniffles because you're not sleeping, not because of the pandemic, right? I got you.
Well, this is another thing that Stugatz has been complaining about since I got here. Mass. Not how are you doing. It's just I've just gotten beaten down. We don't have the Disney protocols around here. So maybe I do have the Rona, and this is a super spreader event. Yes, Billy.
It's a bad time, Dan, for your immune system to shut down and get the sniffles. The real ones, Dan, tell their immune system, not today.
Not now.
Hold on, Billy. I would love to. I wish Mike was. I asked Mike, are you recording on this when I sat down? But Mike, who has had a face of panic for about 4 straight days, I believe that he sleeps with his face spasming. if he sleeps at all.
I've experienced it totally different. He's completely relaxed. I mean,
yeah. So Mike had all sorts of trouble just getting the Zoom working for 15 minutes this morning. But I wish that we had been taping because, Billy, you don't show rabid rage. You press it all down. Lord knows I've felt it a couple of times. You press it all down until somebody hits the wrong button, and then you spit it with an anger. I'd love to know how your wife experiences you this way, because you were furious because everyone's telling you, Billy, why are you not on Cameo? And you were screaming at people. Why were you screaming at them?
Okay, well, that's the thing. The thing is, I know today we're going to get to a point where I'm going to get the question, well, why aren't you on Cameo yet? Why don't you do Cameo? Look how great things are going for everybody else on Cameo. Because I've asked people, hey, can you send me the link and then I'll talk to whoever it is. I forgot the person, Addison at Cameo, and Cameo can set me up. And I told Roy yesterday, Chris said, oh, I'm going to put you in touch with Addison. He told me and Roy, I said, Roy, it was like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, Roy, listen to me. At this point, if you get the link, tell me. I want you to get whatever the 5% is from whatever videos people ask me, because no one else seems to be helping in this situation. So I want Roy, I'd like to state this publicly, I want Roy to receive whatever monies go that way on the Cameo. Also, I was doing a little exploring on Cameo. I'm going to be horrible at it. Horrible at it. Because I don't like to take selfies, number one. I definitely don't like to take selfie videos where I'm walking around and you see the sky in the background and everything. No one can see this on Zoom, but I'm just kind of demonstrating how you got to do it. I was watching Scott Hansen, a total bro. The guy charges like $150 to do a Cameo, and everybody wants Scott Hansen to congratulate the champion of their fantasy football league. So this is how Scott Hansen does it. I was almost thinking, like, should I adopt the Scott Hansen character on Cameo? Because I need to have something, right? Because just like, hey, guys, it's Billy. Happy 32nd birthday to Jeffrey. Your friend Timmy told me to say, what's up? What's up, dude? Like, what is that? Who's going to want to pay for that? You know what I mean? So Scott Hansen, he usually has like a dramatic reveal, right? Where he's like focused on something else. Sometimes it's just the Duke, right? You just see the Duke. And then the Duke falls and you see Scott Hansen's face. And then he's like, yo, Jeff, what's up, dude? I just wanted to reach out to you on behalf of the boys in the fantasy football league. Yeah, man. And then he talks like a million miles an hour and he just starts saying all these cool things. And I'm like, I can't do that.
Well, he's a professional.
Cameo for me will be a disaster.
He's a professional television person.
Why don't you do it as El Pipo or something like that?
El Pipo now. You are El Pipo. I don't know what it is that Stugatz thinks that character is in, but now you are El Pipo. Well, is that an EL in Spanish or is that just an L? Stugatz
just an L.
Your name is Larry Pipo. Yeah. It's your first initial. What do you mean, El Pipo?
I don't know what I meant there.
Like El Cuco? Like,
yeah,
what is
I don't
it?
Know.
That, all right.
That hold crazy on. Hurricane fan.
Hold on. Let me backtrack for just a second here, okay? Because Greg Cody has now texted me, Chris, he's mad at me. This is not surprising at all, right? This is the way that this goes. Chris, how did you experience me just ripping your dad a few seconds ago? Can it be disputed? Do you side with me or with him on this?
It's hard to argue with you. I mean, yeah, I saw the Cameo that you're talking about. It's someone paying $35 for like 11 seconds of just, hey, how's it going? Thanks for supporting us. You never know. Boom, done.
Yes, Billy.
It's just like, wow.
Billy, what are you smiling about?
I love it. I love it. I thought that it was great. The only thing that I would tell Greg to do differently, which he would have to control, every single one of Greg's cameos should end with him getting cut off mid-sentence. Like, he should just cut himself off every single cameo.
But he's not thinking in those terms. Billy, you should produce his cameos.
No,
for
he he promoted his podcast in the one that I saw. He was telling us who was going to be a guest next week.
All right, hold on. Let me just slow down for a second.
Wait a second. He is interviewing me for stupidity, and he wants to know if the interview can be brought to you by the Greg Cody podcast with Greg Cody. It's unbelievable.
Okay, it is unbelievable, but he is only the worst manifestation of you. Yeah, like, he learned it from you, Dad.
Like, he's a lot older than me.
I know, but he learned it from you. It's the whole thing. It's the whole construct. And my father learned it from you. You are the original. You are ground zero for this stuff. So, Chris, help me with this, because all I sent him, and I'm sorry, it was 6:38 in the morning. I don't even know what time it
is. Late for you.
Yeah. Greg, try in those cameos. That money you're taking is from our fans, some of whom don't have that much. Don't cheapen us. Try. Now, I ask you this question. Is it betrayal for me to just read his response? Should we call him? I remember that we were going to call your mom yesterday, Chris. Erlene.
I tried that. She was in a meeting.
Should we do that today? Should we have her legislate who's right and who's wrong on this with you and me as witnesses to this? Or do I just betray him by reading what he's written back? Because it's very long. What he's written back is very long.
He's probably defensive.
No, of course he is. He's never wrong. This is what I wanted to talk to your mom about. So what do you think I should do here, Stugatz?
I think you should probably just read him. I mean, you never know if you're going to get him, if he comes on, are we going to have a poor connection?
All right, do me a favor, Chris. While I am reading this, can you please just see if you can get your father and your mother on Zoom? Because mm-hmm. I would like to legislate this, and I'm just flatly, he's betrayed me enough that I'm just going to flatly read this response as a text so that you guys know that this is real. I'm not going to edit it for him. I haven't even read it yet. I'm just looking at the first sentence, and it says surprised and a bit disappointed. By this text that I have sent. So okay. I'm going to simply betray him, but let's get him on the Zoom so we can just do this in real time and go flying and careening. Number one podcast in sports in America because of you guys and because that keeps getting rewarded somehow. And so he gets worse and worse. I was just telling somebody the other day, do you realize at the New York event, we're going to do more of these in the future where we just show up in your city and you party with us. At the New York event that sold out in 30 seconds, we did rehearsals. I was telling this story to somebody and they did not believe me that it was true. No, we were doing rehearsals. We did rehearsals. His job was to come out to New York, New York, and go to a microphone and start singing. And as soon as the thing started, the crowd started cheering and he just pirouetted all over the stage and simply forgot to sing. We had to start over. It was the start of our show. We had to start over, send him back because he was just loving the attention so much that he never actually did what he was supposed to do from rehearsals.
Getting back to me being ground zero, at least he showed up to rehearsal. I mean,
that is correct. I mean, so there is that.
Sorry, Mike. I know it's a bitter place for me and you.
we will get back to that in a second. Mike can't even hear you because he's drowning in just engineering. It is unbelievable. It really is. Mike is not. There have been times, and this has never happened really in the history of the show, where I look up and Mike's simply not there. He's I have to look around and he's in another room screaming into a telephone and crying. So I mean, this happened yesterday. I texted Mike, hey, some mundane question. Okay.
Oh, God.
Mike, no, listen, I want the audience to see all of this because it's real, because we do not have a partner yet. We believe that the strength of you is going to deliver a very good partner, because as I've told you, everybody wants what this thing is, and it's about to get stronger, even though it was looking like it was going to be weakened. We are now in a place, it's the only place you can get us, and you're flocking to it. You're flocking to it because you're not, oh, okay, I can't do this on television. I can't do it on the radio anymore. And so you've made Lebatard and Friends, just the general feed, you've made it top five, and our show is right now the number one podcast. And Stugatz always said that would be so. If you take us off the other stuff, you will see us go careening because of the loyalty of this crazy audience.
I think the difference between, there are three podcasts that are always top three. It is us, it is Bill Simmons, it is Pardon My Take, in the sports and rec category on Apple iTunes. The difference between our podcast and the other two, that's the only place you can get the other two. That's it. Ours was basically a repurposed podcast for many, many years. And then we got to, you know, we went down to 2 hours on ESPN and we did 2 hours of additional content. I think that hybrid model is a really great model for us. But I've always said, if you just put us in one place and that's the only place that they can get us, that we would surpass Pardon My Take and Bill Simmons. I believe in our audience.
And I would tell that audience that I'm genuinely torn. And these are the kinds of things that I'm dealing with in terms of philosophy of where it is that we're headed up. I don't know. I really do not know which is the best way to do this. As terrestrial radio clearly dies, as on demand tells you that people want things when they want it, because the thing I love most in my professional world, and it's the reason it's the only thing we're doing right now. You've heard me say this before, Stugatz. I don't care about television. I think television contaminates this thing. Mm-hmm. I think it makes it less intimate. I do not care about television. The thing I've always cared about most is live radio.
Yes.
Because it's dangerous. Because you don't know what the hell we're going to do. You don't know if we're going to careen into a ditch. You don't know if I'm going to call Donald Trump an orange racist turd.
We love doing live radio. That's the difficult decision we have ahead of us is, do we continue to do live radio and the podcast? Do we hybrid it? I was speaking with Chris Whittingham yesterday, who's part of our team, and he used the perfect description as to why you and I like live radio. It's a high wire act, man. You and I love that. We love going to break on the joke. We love filling time until we get to the joke. You and I love doing live radio. I don't know if it will continue.
I don't want to,
but we do love doing it.
I really don't want to lose that danger. I don't want to lose the fact that at any given point we can sink into the crap and can't get out of it. We can't edit it. We can't do anything to fix it. If Jonathan Coachman, if Stugatz doesn't know he's black, that's going to happen only on live air. All of it. That awkwardness that followed would have never happened if it would have just gotten edited. And all the awkwardness that we're perpetually sinking into. I'm sorry, Mike. You were about to say something. Oh, Greg, Cody, and Erlene are there. This is very exciting.
Greg and Erlene are there. We'll get to them also for the audience. We can play back Greg Cody botching his intro at our live event in New York. But Sugat said the only difference between us and part of my take and Bill Simmons, which is right, by the way, perennially the top three sports podcasts, is that we're on terrestrial radio and television and sort of cannibalizing ourselves. That is a difference. It's not the only one. Also, our output is so much more than Bill Simmons and part of my take. So we game the system there, but also we do the work. You know, those are hardworking podcasts, but we put out 5 episodes a day.
Yeah.
When's the next South Beach Sessions coming out?
Today.
Okay, there you go. We're just farting out content, trying at the same speed, even if it kills me and Mike and makes Greg Cody and Stugatz rich.
New stupidity tomorrow. Greg Cody will interview me. It is brought to you by the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody. Okay. I mean, he asked for it. Right. I gave it to him. And how about Erlene with a beautiful corner office there?
Right. Yes.
I mean,
Erlene.
Erlene, I'm sorry about that.
Excessively chummy sales guy.
Love you, Erlene.
Erlene, thank you for being on with us here, because I've got a million questions. Now, you guys need to understand, if you do not, you know Erlene, that she is an angel and a saint. She's married to one of the strangest people I've ever known, and that makes her Uncle Dick would be what? Brother-in-law? Her brother-in-law, the single strangest person in the world. And I want to talk to her about 1,000 Greg Cody questions, and I want to get in there and really get inside of the Cody family, because your husband continues, Erlene, to infuriate me. But let's go back to yesterday. Let's go back to what we were talking about yesterday. Your husband, I don't think ever in my life have I ever said to him, Greg, I think you're wrong about this thing. And the answer is ever, you know what? You're right. I'm sorry. It's never that. It's always just an elaborate dance where he defends himself. And maybe 10 days later, I'll get, I overreacted, whatever. Erlene, but he said it's different. Actually, Chris and him said that it's different with you, that being married to a woman means you're always end up being wrong. But I need the audience to know that Erlene has raised 3 children, and 2 of them are grown, and the other one she's married to. Like, I'm not kidding with this. Erlene, do you dispute anything that I'm saying?
You are 100% correct. 120% probably. I mean, every day it's worse. I mean, no, he's regressing. He's not progressing.
Okay, so like, how often will you get an immediate apology, an immediate I'm sorry from him?
Well, almost never. I mean, I am wasting my breath so many times in a week. I mean, he thinks that he should be able to get vaccinated on his own by himself with a pill, and that he should not have to wait in a line like everyone else, because the president doesn't have to wait in a line. Why should he?
I happen to agree with him.
Okay, so here's our dispute, Erlene.
No, I'm like, vaccines are not in a pill, buddy. Okay, that's just not the way.
All right, Erlene, this is the help I need from you, though, here. I need you to arbitrate something and give me permission on a couple of things here, because at some god-awful hour in the morning this morning, I simply texted your husband, Greg, try in those cameos. That money you are taking is from our fans, some of whom don't have much. Don't cheapen us. Try. Now, before I get to his response, do I have your permission to betray him and get to this response? If you say no, it's okay, because I'm not interested in putting you in any more of an awkward position.
Well, I guess I don't know what his response was. I know that I told him that same thing before he ever did the first one, that means a lot to the people who paid for it. means a lot to the people who are getting it, and you need to really put your all into it.
Okay, and so he did, you know, he goes on with a dirty shirt and he sent somebody a 12-second video. And this is his response to the text that I sent him. Surprised and a bit disappointed by this because I suspect it comes from one asshole on Reddit making note of a 12-second cameo I did rather than any videos you have actually seen or the 100% five-star rating I have gotten from every review received thus far by Cameo. I am very sensitive to the money aspect. It's why I was genuinely upset that Cameo raised the rate by $5 without asking me. I am trying to the point of sometimes doing research based on clues fans give about their background. I have had nothing but positive appreciative feedback from fans thus far. Nothing but positive feedback, in fact, other than your email.
Correct.
Go ahead.
100% correct.
And multiple tweets.
Yeah. Go ahead, Greg. Explain yourself.
Explain yourself. I mean, my email says it. People have loved my cameo so far, and I'm not bragging. I mean, I do have a five-star rating. I'm very sensitive to taking people's money. I don't want anybody to ask me for a cameo if they can't afford it. And I've tried to keep it lower to, frankly, to limit traffic because I don't have all day to do these things. And when I do them, I take them very serious. I grew up poor. I didn't have much money. I'm very conscious that $40 is a lot of money to a lot of people. And I do put my all into these things.
All right. All right. Well, then how do you explain the one that was 12 seconds that you said you never know and you put your heart into him and that guy's an asshole, but you're not? Explain that to me.
Well, because that was I did 40 cameos.
Oh, you're
yesterday.
Tired. I'm sorry. You're tired of taking their money.
But it's hard to argue with a five-star review.
So do them when you're fresh then. If you're going to give some, if you're going to fart out 12 seconds of content for somebody, then don't do it.
First of all, my shirt was not dirty that I was wearing. I don't know why you would say that. Erlene actually is an angel who does the laundry in our house. So what an insult.
Oh, not a good
one. Wow.
Hold on. Wow. Hold on. Cody, here, your nemesis,
what
Mike Ryan.
What an insult to her that I would be wearing a dirty shirt.
Greg, jeez. Greg, hold on. Your nemesis, Mike Ryan, just put down some important engineering call he was taking because he looked incredulously. You know, he's listening out of one fraction of one part of his ear.
To your surprise and to the audience's surprise, I actually side with Greg here. But my main takeaway from your cameos was how dirty your shirt was.
Well, it was a T-shirt. I mean, I have to admit, it was a T-shirt.
Hold on. Mike, just put down the phones.
I can't afford tailored shirts like Levitard.
Put down the phones for just a second. What part do you agree with Greg Cody on?
Five stars. I mean,
look, I know the dynamic, and Dan is usually hard on Greg, and oftentimes Greg deserves it. But this is Greg's cameo. He doesn't need feedback on Greg's cameo. I understand where Dan is coming but I do think Greg is delivering on what the people are looking for when they're asking for a cameo from Greg Cody. I think he could have been spared that email from you.
Okay, I love this, Erlene, because you do have a wonderful corner office. I know you got to go to work. You got important things to do. We're going to let you go in just a second. But I love this new segment we've just found where you, a lawyer, are going to arbitrate this right now. You just heard from the arguments from both sides, from your husband and from Mike Ryan. You've heard the other side, from me and your son, Chris Cody. Can you make a legal verdict, please?
Well, I would have to say that I thought Mike made a good point that they have a very low bar of what they expect, and they want silliness, and they want to like be shaking their head and see a dirty T-shirt, probably.
I thought that Mike's point that he made that was right is that it was a dirty T-shirt. I thought that's what
the attorney just ruled in my favor.
Okay,
by the way.
She did. I mean, it's all on brand for Greg. So, you lose,
okay,
Dan.
So is that it? Have you made your verdict, Erlene? Yes, Chris. Oh, wait. Chris has got an objection.
I can just only imagine the text my mom got during the middle of this segment from my dad saying, you better agree with me on this.
Let me tell you, after years of marriage, your mom does not care about a single text she's getting from your dad, okay?
Nor did I text her.
Isn't that right, Earl?
Know that this Sunday is a big event in the Cody marriage.
Really?
Where'd that come from?
What's the FBI gala?
40 years.
Baby.
Whoa, all right. That's why she voted in your favor. All right.
Also, during the Christmas break, they needed to get a new bed frame because it broke.
Jesus.
Baby.
Jesus. Wait a minute. What? That is deep up into their lives.
Dad, am I wrong?
Oh my, Greg.
Yeah, you're wrong, but Greg. I mean, you're right, but no.
Yes, yes. Third network got him.